From FloridaHockeyNow.com, longtime beat reporter for the Florida Panthers, George Richards joins us once again. And, George, the Panthers at times were sitting kind of twiddling their thumbs as other teams had COVID issues and such. But now that they've been playing, they are 11-3-2 in 16 games. And along with Carolina and Tampa Bay, that's a pretty good top three in that division. So tell me about, I guess I want to start with Aaron Ekblad. And we saw him kind of break out as a rookie a few years ago, and then he kind of had a dip. But, man, his early season play, George, he's really been the dominant defenseman. What have you seen the difference in Ekblad this year to maybe even a few years ago?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad, you know, I'm sure he's glad other people are noticing his play because he's absolutely been – you know, terrific. And I think that, you know, the last couple of years, people have questioned, you know, is he a number one draft pick, bust, yada, yada. But the truth is, he's been the Florida Panthers' best defenseman the past couple of years. And I know that it isn't saying a whole heck of a lot, but he has definitely emerged as a top-end defenseman. He's just about to hit 500 games here sometime down the road. So I think the game, you know, is, you know, as they say, it slows down for you a little bit, and you don't see a whole lot of panic in the guy. I mean, if he makes a mistake, he moves on, and those mistakes have been farther and farther in between. So I think, you know, he's just playing with a lot of confidence right now. Not that that was ever a problem with it, with a guy as skilled as he is, and a guy that's, you know, ever since he was 10 years old has always been, you know, highly, highly rated wherever those ratings were. But I really think he's off to a terrific start. And, you know, in normal times, you know, maybe he would be in the the Norris talk. I don't think he will be. I just don't think enough people are watching. But he has definitely emerged as a top-end NHL defenseman.
You talk about not watching. I had a buddy of mine text me the other day when TSN released that Huberto would probably be the top left winger on the Canadian Olympic team, and he texted me like, "Is Huberto that good?" I'm like, What do you mean? Do you even watch hockey? So is he the best kept secret in the NHL? And what's making him so special, Giorgio?
Yeah, I think. Are we talking about Huberto now?
Huberto, yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Sasha Barkov is underrated thing has kind of gone away because, you know, the more you talk about a guy being underrated, he stops being underrated. So now that mantle has been tossed over to Jonathan Huberto, who I think the last couple of years has been on those mock, you know, Team Canada lists, mm-hmm. and he just seems to keep rising up on the lines. Yeah, he's terrific. He's an absolute playmaker who now is shooting the puck and is scoring some goals. And I think that's where he's starting to get really noticed, is because he's scoring these unbelievable goals. And his passes have always been insane, but he's always been a pass-first kind of guy. And playing with Sasha Barkov all these years, it was like a passing exhibition with those two. Now both those guys are on separate lines. They're both shooting the puck. They're both scoring goals. And Jonathan Huberto's game, I think I wrote about it the other day, has become more of a two-way game as well. So he's actually getting in the back end, digging out some pucks, doing some of the dirty work, and that's, you know, turning things around on the on the offensive end as well. So he is turning into an absolute killer player.
George Richards joins us from FloridaHockeyNow.com. Interesting about the Panthers' goaltending situation. You got Bobrovsky making huge cake, and then you got Chris Driedger making almost like the league minimum, and he's putting up great numbers, and he's a pending UFA. What do you think the chances are he would consider re-signing in Florida, or is this guy, just because of the numbers he's put up, going to have to test the free agent market? This, you know, because teams are always looking for goalies, George.
I think he would give the Panthers a shot only because they're the only team that gave him a shot a couple years ago and offered him a contract when nobody else was thinking about it. You know, they threw him a lifeline, and then he rewarded them, right? I mean, because he has absolutely turned into one of the great surprises in Florida Panther history. But the truth is, this guy is putting up monster numbers. Did last year and only 11 starts, so you could say, okay, you know, smaller sample size. This year he's starting consecutive days in a row and getting the results. He's going to draw starter money. It just depends on the market, right? Because we still don't know what the market's going to be next year when things open up. We don't know what the salary cap's going to be. But I have to think somebody needs a starting goalie. And a guy that's done it for 2 years at the level that Chris Driedger has is going to get him some money. And I do not think that the Florida Panthers can afford to pay it because, again, you're paying $10 million to one goalie, you can't afford to give the other one four. That's why they had to get rid of James Reimer in 2019, because you can't have $14 million in goalies. You just can't. So if there's no market out there and it's a $2 million deal is the best he's getting from the New Jersey Devils or something, yeah, maybe he does come back to the Panthers. But I don't expect it, and I'm sure the Panthers don't expect it.
What is Patrick Hornquist bringing to this group that was missing?
A little bit of toughness, a little bit of bite in the room. I think that, you know, maybe there's a laissez-faire kind of, you know, country club, you know, atmosphere. I didn't see that. Some outsiders have said it, so I'll give it credence. And I think he's come in with a smile on his face, but a little bit of a scowl. When guys don't do things, they hear about it from Patrick Hornquist, and they listen to him. I think he's been as good off the ice for the Panthers as he's been on the ice, and we've seen what he's done on the ice. He's leading the team in goals. He's, you know, he does what he does. He boxes people out in front of the net, gets his, and knows what to do with the puck when it gets on his stick. And he puts it in the back of the net. He's been a terrific addition for this team. You know, the Panthers, you know, gave up Mike Matheson, who's been playing great lately for the Pittsburgh Penguins. And we knew that Mike Matheson had the potential to be a phenomenal NHL defenseman. That's why the Panthers locked him up with an 8-year deal in the first place. I just don't think it was going to happen in Florida. He had to move on to become the player he may become in Pittsburgh. That said, you get Patrick Hornquist back, and it just seems right now a win-win trade for both Pittsburgh and Florida, because the Panthers wouldn't make that, you know, they love what they got out of it.
How are they feeling about the play of Brett Conley?
I think it's improved lately. You know, a couple weeks ago, he'd been a healthy scratch, I believe, in 4 out of 5 games. You just didn't notice him. The Panthers had him on the fourth line, which is not why you signed Brett Connolly. You didn't sign him to a 4-year deal to be a fourth line guy, but that's what he was. And it just wasn't the right fit. I don't know what it was, but after those benchings, he came back and you notice Brett Connolly every game. He's not putting up the offensive numbers, but he's doing other things for you. You're paying him, you're playing him, and he's performing. At least he looks like a pretty good fourth line, you know, bottom six guy right now, which is not what you envision a guy like him, but you know, it is what it is. So I think they've been happy with his play the last couple weeks. Again, you notice him, and that's better than being invisible. And tonight he's moving up to the third line. So, you know, anytime you get a promotion, I guess that's a good thing, right?
George Richards joins us. George, you look, Carolina, Florida, and Tampa are the top right now. Then the Chicago Blackhawks are currently surprising a lot of people there at sitting in at 9-6-4 thus far. Patrick Kane leading them offensively. Kevin Lankinen. What has surprised you when you've watched the Hawks, and do you think it's sustainable?
I don't know if it's sustainable, but I think we all, you know, after seeing the offseason that went on in Chicago and the injuries and the other things, the players that weren't available to the Blackhawks, you thought that they were going to be down there with Detroit, and, you know, that hasn't been. I mean, they got off to a rough start, and they were like, okay, they're what we thought they would be. And then they kind of turned things around and, they got going. I think they went to Nashville and got a couple wins and kind of knocked, you know, the Predators down a little bit. I've been, you know, fairly impressed. The games I've seen against Chicago playing against Columbus and against Nashville and even, you know, I've liked what I've seen. They've gotten decent goaltending. They play pretty good defense, and they're, you know their star. The stars they've got are going to perform. So, yeah, I don't know if it's sustainable. I don't know if Chicago is a playoff team or not. Right now they've played more than any other team, you know, in that, you know, the Tampa Bay, Florida, Carolina trifecta. But we'll see. Why not? I mean, they seem to believe in themselves. You know, they've got some talented young players. Why not?
Keith Yandel, there was quite a bit of discussion about him playing, not playing the first game. You know, where is that story now? You know, is it based upon his play?
I think that, you know, that might have been, you know, a fire starter, you know, that whole thing, because it was just so weird how it all transpired. Keith Yandel, you know, looks like he's going to be a healthy scratch till, you know, 12:30 the day before the first game, when he all of a sudden he jumps out and is running a new look power play, out of nowhere, out of 2 weeks of training camp, out of nowhere. And he hasn't obviously missed a game, and the Iron Man streak lives on. Listen, you know, Keith Yandel is one of the, you know, great power play quarterbacks in the league. He's one of the top scoring defensemen in the league, has been for the past 10 years. He brings offense. And his defense is a little suspect, but he still does some good things. Defensively, he does some sneaky good things. He's probably taken too many penalties. He's probably turned the puck over a little too much, but he's still putting up points. He's still running that power play. It's a top five or six power play in the league, and Keith Yandel's the quarterback of it. So he's definitely earning his keep.
George, always good to catch up with you. We'll be touching again soon, as it looks like the Panthers, Lightning, and Carolina are going to be in a tight race all year long in that division. Should be fun. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, guys.